welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Good morning, everybody. And take your seat now. Well, it's just so exciting to be here. What a great privilege to come to this wonderful church. And you know, today, God will do miracles. There's people here today who will not leave this place the same way they came in. You have an appointment with God to receive a miracle today. Hey, Julie.
Yes, welcome everybody. Thank you for having us here at Kingdom Faith and to all the visitors. Many of you are going to be seeing John Minister for the first time. Can I have a show of hands who is seeing John Minister for the first time? Because there are some familiar faces. Wow, the majority of you, welcome. Well, just so you can relax and know what to expect, how John will minister today, I'll just quickly go over that. To start with, John is going to share a word with us to get us focused on Jesus, who is the healer, as Pastor Clive said, not John, but there is a great gift on John's life to see healing and miracles of every kind, whether it's for a physical need, for your mind, your emotions, or any other area where you're needing someone to stand with you today. John and a team from Kingdom Faith are going to stand with you today. And we're honored to be here. We know Kingdom Faith is a key church that has great faith for healing and miracles and seeing God's kingdom come to earth. And it's going to be powerful what we see in igniting, you know, joining with you today in prayer. Then after sharing a word for about 10, 15 minutes, John will go into a time of calling out people on words of knowledge or particular conditions he feels to pray for first. And he'll point to the person who'd like to come forward, and he'll pray one-on-one for a number of people in that way for half an hour or so. You'll see some people healed instantly. You'll see some people healed after a few prayers. You'll see some people, perhaps they mightn't feel any change initially, but whenever you pray in Jesus' name, something is happening in the spirit realm. And very often as people sit, the word says often from that hour or as they went, often within 10 minutes, half an hour, the healing completes itself. We see this every meeting. So don't be discouraged if you don't get the instant miracle, because not every miracle in the Bible was instant. God's at work, and don't abort the prayer once you've had that prayer. Then after praying in that way for a while, John will pray over you in your seats. Because the Holy Spirit is the agent of Jesus' healing, he can touch you where you are. We see many people healed without anyone laying hands on them. And you know, another tip for you is if you see John praying in the early part of the meeting for someone roughly in an area where you need a miracle, if you put your faith out there and say, Jesus, I'll have some of that too, thanks, you'll really attract that healing anointing, the Holy Spirit too. And we saw, even last night I told this, and there was a lady who was healed in her spine and neck as she watched someone else being healed, because she said, Jesus, I'll have that anointing too. And she intercepted it as John was imparting it to someone else up the front. Then there'll be an opportunity. Some people might have been invited here today. You might not call yourself a Christian at the moment. You'll see God's work. You'll see that Jesus is who he says he is in the Bible, that he's the true God. He's got the power to heal. He loves us and he wants a relationship with us. And the Bible says he's the only way to heaven. So there'll be a prayer said to invite you to open your heart to Jesus today. And that really is the most important part of the meeting. Everything else is just to point to Jesus. Then after that, Pastor Clive will take up a love offering for our ministry. We're a faith ministry, and then he'll dismiss you, so you're free to go and have some fellowship or stretch your legs. All those of you who want prayer are welcome to come forward, and John and the team will pray until the last person who'd like prayer is prayed for. So for those of you who don't know anything about John's background, we're from Australia. You probably tell from the accent. John grew up in a non-Christian, very dysfunctional home, had a lot of issues of alcoholism and mental illness on his life as a young man. When he found Jesus at the age of 20, everything turned around, and he's really been on fire for God since then. Eventually, he became a missionary pastor amongst the Aboriginal people in the remote areas of Australia, and it's there that the miracles first started to happen. Then he was called overseas, and in the year 2000, he came over to a church in Scotland outside Glasgow, and a revival broke out, and the news of the world and the newspapers in Scotland were covering and following John around, reporting on the miracles. Miracles of the kind that only God can do, that not even medicine can have an answer for. So things like cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, brain tumors disappearing, children healed of autism, people getting recreative miracles of new body parts, new eardrums, new spines, getting out of wheelchairs when they were told they'd never walk again. This is the sort of miracle, type of miracles Jesus does and that we see. And that revival hasn't ended, and the healing anointing is just getting stronger. So you're in a great place today if you need a miracle. So God bless you.
Thanks, Julie. I just might grab this. I'll grab this over here. Well, it's just a wonderful day for miracles. And the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same Jesus that walked this planet, he still lives, he still heals, he still changes broken lives, heals broken hearts. And today God is going to touch many, many people in this place. Last night we had a meeting over at Worthing, and we saw wonderful things. We had a lady, she had damaged her shoulder picking her grandchild up, and she tore the tendons, and she couldn't move her arm. The pain was beyond 10 out of 10, chronic pain for a long period of time. She had surgery which failed. And doctors said, you know, we can operate again, but we can't guarantee you'll get the movement back in your arm. A severely, severely crippled shoulder. Well, last night she just came out. God began to speak to me, and people who had this problem with their arms. And she came out. And who was there last night? Who saw that? And very simple, just laid hands on her shoulder. And I said, raise your arm. Bang, it went up like that. And she was in shock. Jesus gave her a new shoulder. And absolutely amazing, amazing miracle. We had a man who came along. He wasn't a Christian initially. We have healing clips on YouTube. And he had a huge cancer on his throat. And it went out from his neck, right around his throat. And he had a real difficulty in breathing. The tumor was restricting on his trachea. He had difficulty in breathing. And he also, the tumor was pressing against his carotid artery. I'm not a doctor or anything, but he said it actually caused dizziness and a major problems with his head and weakness because the blood flow wasn't going. And this guy just saw the clip. He wasn't even praying for healing. He's watching me praying, and all of a sudden the tumor began to shrink, and all of a sudden he could breathe, and all of a sudden the dizziness left. He said, I got up next morning. He said, I felt like a 25-year-old. And he said, I haven't been work for a long time. I've been too ill. But I got on my push bike, and I push bike to work. And I've been doing it every morning ever since that prayer. And he came along. And as he prayed for him, the tumor shrunk even more. And he gave his life to Jesus last night. Amazing, amazing miracle. Amazing, amazing. And so, you know, some miracles are instant. Some miracles can be progressive. And, we have in Switzerland, actually, we're over in Omar Island just Wednesday night, outstanding miracles. People who had chronic fatigue, spinal injuries, people who had all sorts of conditions. There was many who was healed instantly. One lady had bone cancer, and she said the pain was beyond 10, and the painkillers could not work anymore on her. She came, she was weak, she was depressed, chronic pain, and all I did was to lay my hands on her in the name of Jesus. The power of God touched her. She actually fell onto the floor of the church, and when she got up, all the pain had gone. She had for many years, and she got up and she ran round and round the church. Actually, I actually chased her around. She ran round and round the church, jumping for joy. Amazing things. You know, when people need an encounter with Jesus, people come who are depressed, who have no hope. Now, you know, Julie and I, we love doctors. We're nothing against modern medicine. And we have friends who are doctors. But Jesus is the best doctor. He's the best doctor you can get, and he even does house visits. He really does. And so amazing miracles, you know, in fact, a week ago, Sunday morning, we're in Switzerland, Lausanne, and they brought a man. There's a lady who was in Porrentruy 2 weeks ago, and she had for 27 years, she had digestive problems, irritable bowel, I don't know what it was, but chronic pain in her gut. She had problems eating, couldn't sleep, chronic pain. She came to Porrentruy in Switzerland. I just put my hand on her stomach. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And instantly she felt this heat. All of a sudden, 27 years of pain left. And so what she did, she actually phoned her friends in Lausanne. She said, listen, I'm coming down. I want to bring you to the meeting. One of their friends had a brain tumor for 10 years. They kept removing the tumors. They kept growing back. And finally, the doctor said, it's terminal. You know, your days are numbered. You're going to die. And he was depressed. But he had chronic pain. The pain was tormenting in his head, and he had weakness. He was depressed. His wife was depressed, and he said, I've had pain for 10 years. They came to the meeting last Sunday morning. I had to put my hand on his head. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. The power of God touched him. He fell onto the floor of the church, and all of a sudden, he began laughing. He laughed. He laughed for hours. He and
he got up the floor, he said, it's gone, the pain's gone, I feel fantastic. And he left laughing. His wife was laughing. His wife said, we haven't laughed for 10 years. You know, some people, who knows, life can get difficult. Who knows, life can bring things we don't expect. But I want to tell you, there's a name above all other names of sickness. That's the name of Jesus. And he's here. He's here. The power of the Lord is present to heal in this place. You know, wherever Jesus went, crowds followed him. And I've shared this story before. I love the story. And we see in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 6, you know, Jesus had been teaching up the mountain and he came down. And it says that Jesus came down and people came to hear him to be healed of their diseases. This is in chapter 18. And those who troubled with unclean spirits, and they were healed. People came to be healed physically, emotionally, and spiritual things that tormented them. But then it says this in verse 19, and the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. Today, that same power that flowed 2,000 years ago is going to flow into sick bodies, into sick minds, and set people free. Because the same power that flowed 2,000 years ago is in this place. And it comes by faith in the name of Jesus. There's no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved, whereby we can be delivered. It's that wonderful name of Jesus. In fact, in those days, there's different accounts, they'd lay people along the streets, and as Christ was walking by, people would even reach up, sick people, and touch the end of his garment, and they'd be healed. You know, even the clothes of Jesus were anointed for healing. But something happens when desperate people, when they reach out to Jesus, that desperate faith releases the healing power of God. And so they're lying there and they touch the hem of his garment and they're healed. And there's one lady, she must have heard about these miracles. There's a lady we see further on in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 8. And from verse 43, there's a lady, she had been bleeding for 12 years. And the Bible said she'd been to all the doctors and could not be healed by any of them. But the Bible says that she had spent all her money. She tried everything and she wasn't healed. And maybe you're here today and you spent all your money, a fortune on doctors and medication. You've tried everything to no avail. And this lady was in the same position. In fact, it even says in Mark 5:26, she suffered many things from many doctors, but she grew no better, but grew worse. Who knows? Sometimes you just get worse and worse and worse. You wonder, is there any hope, any way out? This lady felt like this, but she must have heard about the people touching the garment of Jesus, because she said this. We find this in Matthew 9:21. She said, if I may only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. If I can just get to Jesus, if I can even just reach out what the stories I've heard, if I can just touch his garment, I can be healed. And who knows, your words have power. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I guarantee you, there's people here, you've come, you're believing. You've been saying, man, if I can just get to the meeting, I've seen the YouTube clips. Man, I've seen the TV programs. You know, if I can just get here, I know God can heal me. This lady was in the same boat as you, desperately ill. She had an incurable condition. And the time came for action. You know, I've found many times, faith is a very, action is a very important part of faith. You know, we can be in pain and sickness and disease, but then we can step out on the water, step out in the unknown. There's something about stepping out in faith. In the natural, it seems crazy, and we step out and do something crazy. This lady, her condition by the Jewish law, if you had a bleeding for all this time, you had this condition, you are actually prohibited from coming to public. She's willing to risk her life to get to Jesus. And so we see in this account, you can read it later in this passage, how she came to where Jesus was passing by. She had it all worked out. But I can imagine her speaking all the way to coming to see Jesus. If I can just touch him, I can be healed. If I can just touch him, and if I can touch him, you know, if others can be healed, well, I can be healed. If I can just touch him, I can be healed. If I can just touch him. And finally, she came to the place where Christ was passing by. I can imagine the crowd getting excited. Jesus was coming. They'd all heard about the miracles. And I can imagine the sound getting louder and louder as Christ was coming closer and closer. And with Lottie, I can imagine her saying, if I can just touch him, if I can just touch him. And finally, Jesus came right where she was passing by. And the Bible says she reached out from behind and she touched the end of her garment. And the Bible said, instantly, the power of God flowed in the body. And the Bible says she was healed. Immediately, the bleeding ceased. Something happens when desperate faith connects with Jesus. Something amazing happens when we reach out and touch Jesus. You know, he is, you can't see him, but he is here. Come on, he is alive, he is here. And today, you see that same power flowing into sick minds and sick bodies. And finally, Jesus stopped when she touched his garment. And Jesus said, somebody touch me, for I felt power going out from me. Today, you will see the power of God flowing into sick bodies. Today, the power of God will flow into people today. The same power that flowed 2,000 years ago, I felt power flow. And of course, Peter said, hey, Master, what do you mean someone touched you? There's crowds all around you. They're shoving you. They're pushing you. You know, you've seen these famous politicians or movie stars, and they're coming to the big premieres. There's crowds around, bodyguards fend them off. I can imagine the disciples trying to keep the crowds away from Jesus. People were bumping and crowding around him all the time. And Peter said, what do you mean? Who touched you? People are touching you everywhere, Jesus. But that touch of that woman was a different touch. It was a touch of desperate faith. Who touched me? I felt power flow out from me. That power is real. The power of the Lord is present to heal in this place. Because Jesus, the same Jesus in the story, is here today. The same Holy Ghost that flowed at Pentecost is in this place. The fire of God is in this place. And finally, the lady tried to hide. You know, by Jewish law, she shouldn't have been there. She was unclean. And Jesus exposed her. And finally, he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Her faith. You know what faith really is? It's a simple explanation. Faith is a decision, the choice to believe in God. You know, you can be in pain, you can be in suffering, and you can make a decision. I believe that Jesus is my healer. I choose to believe he died on the cross for me. I choose to believe he can heal me and live in me. She made a choice. Your faith has made you well. Your faith and her action of faith coming to him despite her suffering. And he said, go in peace. Who knows when you're suffering, there's not much peace, is there? Who knows when you've got chronic pain, this torment in the mind because that pain, you know, affects you like that. But that lady left healed and she left in peace. And this man, come out here. This man came to the meeting yesterday. Who was at the meeting last night? Put your hand up. Wow. God bless you all. And so you actually stepped out in faith last night. What happened to you?
I had frozen shoulder in my right shoulder, couldn't lift my arm further than that without real pain, and you prayed for me, and basically, praise God, I totally instantly healed, praise God, thank you.
And explain, how did you injure your shoulder?
It was just came on, it just literally, I can't remember, it was been so long. That I just had pain across the backs of my neck and the shoulder that I just couldn't lift my arms. And it's difficult because when you go to church and everybody says, okay, it's time to raise your hands, and you sort of stand there going, you feel as though you're not really giving it 100%, you know. And yet now, you know, in the meeting this morning, I was just, oh, good, I can lift my arms and just thank God. Praise God. Praise God.
Wow. And so just explain, how bad was the pain if you tried to lift it?
It was an 8. It was coming up to 8. It was. I just could not lift. If I had to pick something up and lift it above head height, I used to get somebody else to do it. I just couldn't do it.
For 5 years?
Yeah, it's about 5 years.
Now, last night, when I just put my hand on your shoulder, what did you feel?
It was warmth. It was just a warmth. And it's just like a piece that just touches you. And it's just like, okay. And it And you taught something yesterday that I learned something from, in that normally as a Christian, you stand there and you try and muster up, yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. And you try to do it in your own strength. And you taught me and you taught others just to stop and relax and let God do the work. Amen. So I just said, okay. And he did.
Oh, well, give a little hand, everybody. Amazing. And this morning, you know, this morning I won't be speaking for long this morning, because I know there's people, you've come a long way, some of you. People come from Norway, from Sweden, Germany. People are suffering, chronic pain, you need a miracle. And the same Jesus that healed that laddie 2,000 years ago, the same Jesus that healed 5 years of a very painful frozen shoulder, the same Lord is here to heal you. In fact, there's some other people sitting here, and I haven't prayed for you, and you've got chronic pain in your shoulder, restriction in your shoulders, and I've never prayed for you before, and you feel that right now. Put up your hand. Where are you? God wants to release some shoulders in this place today. God wants to release shoulders in this place. This lady, just come out here, this lady. This lady in a striped top. Who knows what stripes are in? Julie tries to dress me in striped tops like a sailor. I said, Julie, today I don't feel like being a sailor. And so what happened to you?
I've got very stiff, frozen shoulders.
And what happened to you?
What do you mean by what?
Is it arthritis? Or
no, it's not. It's tension and stress.
What, you got pain there?
Yes.
Is it there all the time?
Yes, it is.
In your neck too?
In my neck and my shoulders.
Church, can we pray for her? God, can we join our faith together?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.